scusa, è detto vai, salì.
Okay, everybody knows the Mishnah. Everybody knows already. Every Chedi Yingle knows this Mishnah. It's the Mishnah in the first page of Brachas. V'shama Oimrim, Be'erev Karodom Yate V'yikra. V'shama I say in the evening, every person has to lean and say Shema. U'baboykayam, in the morning, he has to stand up. Shunayamam B'shach V'chav Kumecha. V'shama Oimrim, no. Karodom Karikadarka, you read Shema however you want. Right? Shunayamam B'rech L'chavaderech. Because it says also, true. It says Shachar Chav Kumecha. Yeah, that's true. But also Recht Chav Derech. And when you're on your journey, you can say Shema. So we see that you can. It means the Torah is telling us you can say Shema however you want. Mk Lo Monem Shachar Chav Kumecha. Oh, so what's Pshat in Shachar Chav Kumecha? Pshat that Mishnah is in that pasuk is B'Shar Shemin Adam Shoichim B'Shar Shemin Adam Oimdim. Right? Everybody knows this Mishnah, and the Braisa also says on it. The Gemara brings the Braisa. Tanur Rabbanon. You stand up and you can say Shema. You can sit down and say Shema. You can lean and say Shema. You can say Shema however you feel, whatever is most comfortable. But B'Sham, I say no. The Torah doesn't mean that. The Torah is not referring to time. The Torah is referring to actual position that you are in. B'Shach B'Chol is you've got to be lying down when it's the evening Shema, and B'Kumecha, you've got to be getting up, you've got to be standing up when it's the morning Shema, right? We all know this, everybody knows this Mishnah. So we all know, we pass the night B'Siddel, that a person has to do a Kodarka, you can do whatever he wants. Now the Shaila is this, what happens, over the last few months, I realized the scenario plays about quite very often. But us in our shul, we daven, maybe in other shuls as well, have this meeting, Friday night, we daven just before Nacht, right? So, but what happens is, by the time we finish Aleinu, it's already Nacht. So now what we do is the Gabba bangs out and says, Krishma. Krishma. So it's Krishma. And order before everybody goes home to say Krishma. Otherwise, when you go home, you're going to forget. You make Kiddush and you're tired and you don't know what's going to get. So Mela, it's another 2 more minutes. 2 minutes, everyone's in Shul anyway. And so say Shema now. So now, after Leinu Shabbat, what's everybody doing? Everybody's standing, right? So now when you say Shema, you're going to spend another 3 minutes on Shema. I've noticed some people sit down. Some people don't. Oh, you don't have to sit down. Why? Because according to Beis Shammai, you're supposed to sit down, right? That means you're not going to halacha. According to Beis Hillel, you just do whatever you want. If you're standing, stand. If you sit. You do whatever you want. But to go and sit down in order to say Shema, you're dafka sitting down to say Shema. You would have gone home otherwise. Who said you're allowed to do that? Maybe you're not allowed to. Maybe you are. Are you not allowed to do it? In other words, very good. Very good. Okay, we're gonna. Very good. So I already tell you where you're now. Basilil, who said Basilil means that I'm allowed to change position in order to say Shema? Basilil means that if you're already standing, stay standing. If you're already sitting, stay sitting. But to go and dafka do something, change your position in order to say Shema, a different position, then and especially that you've got Bishama in the picture as well. So true, you're right, Basilil, say that you can lay in the way you like. But if I go and do something which looks like I'm going with Bishamai, is that a problem, right? Also, I found this word at night as well. I found sometimes you come to shul for Maariv and they already said Baruch Hu, and you just walked in, right? It shouldn't really be that. It should really be in, but 2 minutes before they say Baruch Hu. But it happens, and you come in, if the shul is too late, and you come in and they said Baruch Hu, and you go to find your place, and you already started saying the Birkas Kriya Shema, until you found your place, you're up to Shema. So what happens, you find yourself sometimes, you're about to say Shema, but you sit down. Just before you say Shema. And it happens. Now, I'm not sitting down to say Shema. I'm sitting down because I found my place. Right? This is now I'm comfortable. Right? Is there a problem or not? Also similarly, all the way around. In the morning, the Bishamai hold, again, you do where you like. Now, Bishamai hold, you have to dafka stand up. You have to dafka be standing for Shema. So now, what happens if you're davening Shacharis, and you're a little tzaddikul, and you're davening a little bit longer, or you maybe 2 minutes late from the beginning already, and the Olam already up to Tiz Kehelelion, they're just about to ready to start Shemini Esrei, and you're just about to ready to start Shema. Okay? Now, there's a machlokes aposkim. If somebody's behind you, If you're davening, if you have to get up or not. And the Mechaber, the Pashto's Mechaber brings in Sima Kuf Beis that you have to get up. If he's behind you, you have to get up. So what am I doing? I'm finding myself getting up just before I start Shema. And that's the other way around scenario. Is it a problem or is it not a problem? Yeah, there's a few things.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. So it's very clear, it's evident I'm doing it because of the person behind. Right? Is it a shine or not? Is it a problem or not? Also, is it other shines as well? What happens if, let's say you're sitting on somebody's seat and you don't think he's coming, and just before he starts Shema, he's here, so you get up to move for him. Or let's say, the Paschim say, what happens if, let's say, you're on the bus? And in some countries, there's lots of traveling. You're on the underground, or in the train, or even a flight, not flight so much. But in the train, and it's lots of people travel much more often than in England. And you're davening shachris or marib, whatever it is, bichidus or whatever it is. And again, it happens to be, and it's a squashed train or it is, and people get out, and you want to get up for somebody who's elderly. What's the possible matter? Is there a problem or not?
So
I'm going to explain to you why it should be a problem or not. Now. The Pashto says, I would have thought it is a problem, but we'll see, maybe there's ways out. The Gemara says, very interesting, I think this is fascinating, the Gemara says, what happens, we go to a different Shaila, then we'll come back and we'll see if it's connected. What happens if somebody leaned, like B'Shamay, he said, I want to do like B'Shamay, I want to dafki do B'Shamay, is it a problem? So the Gemara says, Very good. So Gemara says three shittas. The first shitta is the Gemara says the end of Yudalev. The Gemara says Rabbi Cheskel says it's fine. Say you want to do like B'Shamay, do B'Shamay. Nothing wrong. But in other words, B'Shamay don't say you're not allowed to do B'Shamay. B'Shamay just say do what you like. So if you want to do dafka like B'Shamay, B'Shamay okay with it. That's Manach number one. Shitta number two is if Yosef says you're not Yotza. Why not Yotza? Very interesting, because the Gemara says, we all know this Gemara as well. The Gemara says like this, in Sukkah, the Gemara connects the two sugyas. The Gemara says that what happens, you're sitting in the Sukkah, and everything's kosher b'yosher, but the table that you're eating from is in your house. So, you're in the Sukkah. The Torah is not machayav, your table to be in the Sukkah as well. But the problem is that you might follow your table. That's the derech, that's the mahalach unumoy. You follow your table. I'm not sure how you follow your table because your table's there. You're not going to go after your table because your table's already next to you. But Kapolim Shemri Moshech, you might follow your table and you might end up eating outside the Sukkah. So B'Shamay say that because of this Chashash, you're not Yotza. Right? But still say you are Yotza. Right? So now it says on that the Gemara that says there that B'Shamay say that if you did what like B'Shillel and you ate in a Sukkah where the table's in the house, B'Shamay say you're not Yotza. Your mamash not Yotza. Right? So says the Gemara, let's just hulk up for a second. If B'Shamay say if you do like B'Shillel, you're not Yotza. So similarly, if B'Shillel say their psak and you do like B'Shamay, you also won't be Yotza. Right? But it doesn't really make much sense because B'Shillel are makel over here. They say you can do how you like. B'Shamay is machmir. So why shouldn't B'Shillel say you want to do like B'Shamay? Do like B'Shamay, no problem, kol hakavod, you want to be machmeh. But the Gemara is medama. Tosfos explains because we see that B'Shillel himself is not so happy to do like B'Shamay. Why? Because that you all quoted, the Mishnah says, Reb Tafan, that he dafka wanted to pass in like B'Shamay, and he was sekanti ba'atzmi p'nei alistim. And the Gemara the Mishnah says, kedai yisalocha ba'atzmecha. So we see B'Shillel is not so happy with going with B'Shamay. So therefore, it's mistaba to say that B'Shillel will say you're not Yotza. Okay, that's the middle shitta. The third shitta says that if you dafka do Rabbi Shammai, you chayav misa. Why? Because the Mishnah says that. The Mishnah says, kedai yisalach ba'atzmecha. It's your fault. Yeah, your fault, you chayav misa. So those are the three mahalchim there. It's not gepaskent anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, these three, yotza, not yotza, which shitta it is. The Pashto is really machlikes a paskin. The Prima Godim is mestapek. He wants to say maybe you're not yotza, maybe, but Mishabura takes on your yotza. But the Eved, if you did it, even Bedafka, like the wrong one, and you did the wrong way around, you Yotza. So that's Be'etzem, the Gemara. So now it comes along the Torah brings from Rabbi Amram. What happens if you did the Dafka wrong? So what happens? Shachris, you Dafka got up for Shema. You Dafka got up. Says Rabbi Amram. So Rabbi Amram says, he doesn't say it's okay. He doesn't say you're not Yotza. He doesn't say Yichayev Misi. He doesn't say any of these three of the Gemara. He says a third thing. He says, Lo Yois Ovet. It's not good. V'nikra avaryon, and you called an avaryon. An avaryon means somebody who doesn't follow the instructions of Chazal. That's the lashon. V'tzorich ligaboy shemitzvos meyushim, and you have to shout to him because the mitzvah is supposed to be sitting. We're talking about in the morning here. Mitzvah should be sitting. This machlokes the possible means supposed to be sitting. You're not supposed to be doing anything. So possible say it means you're supposed to be. If you're sitting already, you're supposed to stay sitting. That's what it means. Shemitzvos meyushim. Or it means that a katchila in the morning it's better to sit. Okay, that's a whole different. But upon him, the Amram comes along and says a new thing, not the Gemara, that you're called an avaryon. Where's this Amram coming from? Amram gone, one of the goyim. Says the Prima Godim, it means that this, and it means our shayla. It means we're not talking about somebody. The Gemara is talking about somebody. He wants to do like B'Shamay. He does cause to do like B'Shamay for whatever reason. If Amram gone comes along, he says, what happens if you're just doing it because you want to be mechavan better? You want to become better, you know, by standing. Sometimes a lot of people standing, it makes you, it forces you to think what you're doing because you're not comfortable. You want to become better. So on that says the Amram Gon, on that he says that it's not a good idea. Rather you say, but it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea. Dafka to stand in order to mechavan better. So the Shulchan Aruch brings it down to Dina. Shulchan Aruch Simen Samach Gimel Sif Beis says Misha Yoytze Lahachme. Somebody wants to be machme. Lama it kashu yoshev. He wants to dafka stand up in the morning. But it creates some omud and say shema standing. Nikra avaryon. Full stop. He's called an avaryon. One should not do that. One should not get up dafka in order to say shema in the morning. He wants to be machme because he wants to. Not because he wants to paskin like b'shamay. It's not because of that. But Mishnah Berurah brings over here. Va'afilu im ein kav hakavona ba'amidos elases k'b'shamay. Elo lo'ir hakavona uchdoima. He does because it helps him concentrate, right? Right? Afilu hachi asa. It's asa. Why? Why is it asa? Because it looks like, the paskim say, because it looks like that you pass like b'shamay. So now we're going now a shlav away from the Gemara. The Gemara says if you want to do Rebbe Shammah. Now we're saying, no, even if you don't want to do Rebbe Shammah, no, I just want to do it because it makes sense for me. But if it follows B'Shammah's psak, then it looks like you're going with B'Shammah, then it's a problem. Right? It's a problem. It's called an avar. So come back to our question. It's a problem to stand up because of for whatever your cheshbonos are. Or to sit down at night for your cheshbonos. So you're not doing it for B'Shammah. Of course not, yeah? But you're doing V'Yichesh Bonus. L'Chayra, sounds like it comes out that it's a problem, right? L'Chayra should be a problem. Now, Be'emus, I think it's fascinating, this halacha. And as it is, there's two questions. Number one is, can I get up in the morning? And can I sit down at night? Because Yichab, yeah, Yichab, but it's a question, yeah? Can I get up in the morning because it looks like I'm going with B'Shammah? Right? And can I sit down at night? Because it looks like I'm going with B'Shammah again. Now, let me ask you a question. Can I dafka, listen carefully, can I dafka sit down in the morning? The other way around. And dafka get up at night? You hear this? Now, punk faket. Now, listen to this. The Paskim say, the Bishyasa brings down, you're not allowed to, pele, you're not allowed to dafka get up at night. What does that mean? You're not allowed to. Well, why not? B'Shammah don't say that you're supposed to do it. B'Shammah, the other ones will say you're supposed to be sitting at night. Go lying, you're ready to go to bed. So what's wrong to dafka get up at night? That wasn't and the Primer Godim holds that you're not allowed to dafka sit down in the morning. Again, mechtesa. No one says that. No one says that the mitzvah to sit down and it sounds like you're going like them. No one says it out. You have to sit down. If anything, Mishnah say you have to get up. But no, nevertheless. So again, is zicha a problem to dafka get up in the morning and dafka sit down in the evening? Because it looks like you're going with B'Shammah. But now the chiddush is even the flip side, which is like a step further away from the whole problem. No, it's still a problem. The Ma'aseh Mishnah Berurah says that this Mishnah Berurah paskens in the morning you should not dafka get up. In the evening you should not dafka get up. Why? Because you're not going kamam. You're not going kamam. You're not going like anyone. So apparently it seems that that's why you shouldn't. So sometimes I don't know why you shouldn't. But Mishnah Berurah holds. not like the Prima Godim. He holds that in the morning you're allowed to dafka sit down. Only this other way around case you're allowed to. Why? Because it's easier for a person to be concentrating like that. When you sit down, you can concentrate better. And there's no problem. But it's some shabru holds you're allowed to dafka sit down in the morning. Only then. Abul im oymed yochel leishev. The azin in erik mishum chomer kavit. You're not doing any chomers. Rak mishum shutzor chleishev because you need to sit down. But dafka b'shachris is we allow you. Dafka I only allow you to sit down in the morning. Avul ba'arvis in the evening ain alahatas veleishev kashu oymed. I don't allow you to. Obviously that's obvious. That's the first problem, right? So now again, let's just clear that if you want to do dafka like b'shamai, the b'shamai what he holds, then it's a problem. If you want to do dafka opposite to Bishamai, then when you're putting yourself into a standing position, it would be a problem. But when you put yourself into a sitting position, because it's more comfortable than that, then it's not a problem. That's the halacha. That's what Mishabru brings, Pastor's Ladina. So Be'etzim, the Mishabru's Psak is, and it's quite clear, Mishabru's Psak is that you're not allowed to, in our case, in the Shailas we had right at the beginning, you're not allowed to dafka sit down for Ma'ariv, and you're not allowed to dafka stand up for Shachris. There's no heter. There's no heter. Strictly speaking, there's no heter here, right? But the Pas can bring like this. The Pas can bring, firstly, the Orach HaShulchan says a pededika thing. But says, what happens if somebody's got something which we know today as, and we think it only applies today, but it applied for Doyer's this problem, somebody's got something called ADHD. Right? And he's jumping around. He cannot sit still for the life of him for more than 1 minute. He can't sit still. Yeah, I remember once reading a biography from Rabbi Rakov, Rabbi Nsian Rakov. He was a Shiva in Chai Oilam. So there, in yeshiva, if you go to yeshivas, everyone, they're not above yeshivas. There's places where everybody's walking up and down and everybody's feeling comfortable. So he said once to one of the bachurim, Snishkan zudu. In a zoo, the animals, the lions walk up and down. All these bachurim walking up and down. Anyway, so some people they're walking up and down, sitting down, walking up and down. Said Orach HaShulchan, there's no problem to say Shema like that. So if let's say it happens to be that in the morning, now Shachris, where there's an Issa, Medina, to get up, Medina, it means the halacha is asked to get up. If you're that type of person where you're the whole time jumping about, don't have to worry about it. As Ushtin Orach HaShulchan. Yeah, you don't have to worry about it. Now, right? So wait, I'll be magged to you in a second what the Agdor is. And there's another heter, the Kapachan brings up from the Ben Ishchai, that for let's say Shavuos morning, most of us are very tired if we were awake for the night. And even, especially if we daven nets and we stayed awake all until nets, we didn't daven the first month, which was a, right? So most of us are very tired. And it comes to Krishna, and you're falling asleep. You're literally falling asleep, and you want to get up to keep yourself awake. Ben Ishchai brings down that it's mutter. Right, it's mutter together. Now what is the het over here? What is this het? So the Piskachuvas brings down a very nice Hagdor. And he said this. And I double checked the Paskim, this is Hagdor. Hagdor said this. If it's very clear, the reason why I'm doing it is because that's how it works out. Everybody can see, if anybody's following you, they can see that I'm doing it because of whatever reason, then it's mutter. Because it's very clear. The Issa is only, it looks like you're doing a Bishamai. But if it's clear from the you're not because of Bishamai, it's because that's the type of person you're the whole time jumping about. Or like the case that we said, somebody's davening Shmoneh Esrei behind you, and you want to be Machmeh and get up. Or let's say you're coming in for Ma'ariv and it works out that you're sitting on your seat because you found it only when you're up to Shema. It's very clear. This is the Mahalach. It's clear. No one's going to say, hey, why is he doing that? It's very interesting. It looks like he's going to Bishamai. It doesn't make sense to me. No, everybody understands. Everybody can see. That's what you doing, then it's mutter, right? And it seems even this case of falling asleep, either because it's an oinus, so when it's oinus, there's another heter. He brings there from a sefer, Lekatakemach, a very nice sefer, Lekatakemach HaChodosh, I don't know who it is, but I looked up, beautiful sefer, and he's masbe there that, let's say, the shayla told you on the train, and it's squashed and packed, and you need to get up, because mitama nimus, there's an older man and stuff, and you can't. Then he said it's called an oinus. It's an oinus. So it seems maybe there's another het of oinus. Or you could say it's not an oinus because it's nikka. It's nikka. It's very clear. It's very clear. So it seems the bottom line is, even strictly speaking, according to Mishnah Berurah, and Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to be making any chilukim between if it's nikka or not nikka. But the Paskim say that if it's nikka in Be'etzim, it comes out Peter's Orach HaShulchan. If it's nikka, Right, so now let's just quickly sum up. To sit down, the furthest problem of doing the wrong way round. So to sit down in the morning, it's zikha mutter. To sit down in the morning is no question about it. Is no issa at all, like we explained, right? Because no one says that you need to do that. Now, to stand up in the night, the Mishnah Berurah paskens is asa. So you have this heta if you're a jumpy guy, right? To stand up in the night, you got this heta. Now, going even to the worst issa of sitting down in the night and standing up in the morning, where it seems that me'ikra din is a halacha that you shouldn't, if it's quite clear and evident that you're doing it because of external reasons, then it's mutter. Now, but the problem is, my first shayla, after Mariv, they bang out to say Shema again, and the person sits down, I'm not sure about that. Because it's obvious he's not sitting down because he wants to pass him Shema. Everybody knows about it. But nevertheless, the only reason why he's sitting is in order to say Shema. He doesn't have an external thing telling him, let's sit down, I need to sit down for whatever reason. Why are you sitting down? He's sitting down for Shema. True, he's not sitting down for B'Shamay. So, that's not a chur called nikah, that he's doing it because of his own comfort. It's not an external, there's nothing externally telling him over here, unless he's planning to anyway sit down afterwards because he wants to learn or because he wants to, maybe you can say something, some say a piyut yigdal, so most people, a lot of people sit down for it from Shabbos night, yeah? Yeah, so what happens if they say Shema before? What happens if they, so then maybe, but I'm not, that's the only thing which I'm not sure about. But upon it, the Yesod is clear, if there's any quite clear, evident that the reason why you're doing it or not, then there's no problem, you have to think about it. Otherwise, so most of our problems, most of our scenarios is not negia, it's not a problem. If there is a time where the only reason why you're doing it is because it's comfortable for you to say Shema like that, then yesh lod, yesh lod. That's the...
Thank you. That's good.